So let's return to the sugyas of Hanukkah that we explored. And now that we come to it from a perspective of Chazara, we come from a somewhat different angle. I would say that overall, what we saw is a four-level machlokas. We saw a machlokas already shown about Hanukkah that was number one, a machlokas in terms of Peirush HaGemara, how you interpret the language of the Gemara. It was number two, a machlokas in the history of Hanukkah. Number three, it was a machlokas lahalacha on several issues, how to paskin in various issues. And number four, a machlokas in lamdus and in machshava. Parshanut, history, halacha l'maisa, lamdus, machshava. A four or five layered machlokas. How so? So we began then, and we'll begin again now, with the Gemara's telling of the story of Hanukkah. You'll remember that the sugyas of Hanukkah run from Daf Chaf Aleph to Daf Chaf Dal in Masechta Shabbos, near the very beginning of the second parak. It's in Mishnah, the second parak, open with a focus on which sorts of oils and wicks are acceptable for the mitzvah drabanan of Ner Shabbos. And the Gemara moves on Daf Chaf Aleph to discuss which sorts of wicks and oils are acceptable for the mitzvah drabanan of Ner Hanukkah. And that ignites, no pun intended, but that sparks three and a half plot of the sugyas of Hanukkah, most of which are about Ner Hanukkah. From Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph to Chaf Gimel Amud Beis are the sugyas of Ner Hanukkah. And then Daf Chaf Dalet, you have some of the sugyas of Al Anisim. And Amud Aleph, the Baal Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara takes a step back after we talk about Ner Hanukkah for some time and says, well, my Hanukkah, what's the backstory for the Takan of Hanukkah? And the Gemara quotes from the Megillas Tanis that 8 days begin with the Chaf, Hey, Kislev, Isser Hespet, Isser Tainus. So there's a Chi of Simcha, at least Beshev Al Tasa. You're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to say Hespedim. The Brisa goes on to tell the story with a specific focus on the story of the Nes HaShemen. And then it ends by saying, Lashon Acheres, soon after, maybe the next year, there are Koved these 8 days, which begin with the 25th of Kislev, as a Yom Tov, not a full Yom Tov, but Yom Tov with respect to Hallel V'Hodah. How do you understand Hallel V'Hodah? So Rashi says, Hallel V'Hodah means Hallel, saying Hallel, and Hodah is the official term, with a capital He, Hoda'ah is the official name for the bracha of Moses. So Rashi says, Halal Hoda'ah is Halal and Al Hanisa. That was one interpretation in terms of the Parshanut of the Brisa, which raises an obvious question, well, what happened in Hanukkah? Most of Hilchos Hanukkah is Ner Hanukkah. We're in the context in the Sugya of Ner Hanukkah. In that context, we raise the Brisa, but all the Brisa records is there a Misak and Hanukkah the next year or a couple years later with Halal and Al Anisim. What happened near Hanukkah? So that's the Parshanut of the language according to Rashi. The Hodah means Al Anisim, and near Hanukkah is not mentioned. The question is why? On the other side, so if you look at the Rambam is, number one, is clear that the Chachmei Osa Hadar were Misakein Hanukkah as days of Simcha Halal and Hadlakas Neres Hanukkah.
Simcha also.
Right. So we already have a two-layered machlokas here. How so? Because Rashi interprets the word Hoda'a as being Al Hanisim, which implies Ner Hanukkah is absent from this Brisa. And Rav Zhulti had suggested that the reason why is because the Rashi is implying, Rashi's understanding of the Parashanut, level one, is that level two, historically, Ner Hanukkah was not part of the original Takana. That is what Rav Zhulti suggests. And historically, Ner Hanukkah was a later addition. The original Takana, the Tekuvah Zechashmanah, was just Halal and Halal Nisim. Ner Hanukkah was a later addition. The question of why will bring us to level 3, we'll get there soon. The Rambam, on the other hand, says explicitly that historically, level 2, Ner Chanukah was part of the original Takana. He says, Chachmei Osadar Masakin Chanukah as the time of Simcha, Halal, and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So historically, it was part of the original Takana. And in terms of level 1, how does the Rambam read the language of the Brisa? So, Rav Zsolti and Leib Chaim Friedland point out, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, he includes Ner Chanukah. He's in Halachas Beis and Gimel, Parag Gimel, he's clearly quoting the Brisa of my Chanukah, quoting Shabbos Chafar from Beis. The same type of language, 8 days, which begin with Chafei Kislev, tells the story, the way the Brisa tells the story, and says, Simcha Halal and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. What happened to Hoda? Where's the Simcha from? Where's the Hadlakas Ner from? So, Simcha is what the Brisa said. The Brisa had said, Lola Mispeta, Lola Shana. Israel has been certain that Simcha, number one. Number two is the Rama goes on to quote Hallow, which is what the Brisa quote. Number three, the Rama goes on to quote Ner Chanukah, which Rav Zsolti argues that's how the Rambam interpreted, translated the word Hodah. Hodah means Ner Chanukah. You see the Rambam later, in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Dalach Yud Beis, talks about the Persumenis of Ner Chanukah to be not only Shevach, but also Hodah. So, and Rav Zsolti also points out, if you look as we did in the Piskei Riaz, he writes explicitly, unlike his grandfather, the Rid, who translated Hala and Hodah as Rashi did, Hala of Alanisim, the Riaz, Rei Yishaya Achron Zal, grandson of Rei Yishaya Ditrani, he translates it as Modim. Say Hala, and you're Modim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using the Ner Chanukah. So far we have two layers of Machlokas. In terms of Parshanut, how you translate, interpret the language of the Gemara, the language of the Brisa of Ner Chanukah, Rashi and the Rid say, and many Rishonim follow Rashi in saying that Hodah means Alanisim, therefore Ner Chanukah is absent from the Brisa, whereas the Rambam seems very clearly to, and the Riaz explicitly does, translate Hodah as meaning Ner Chanukah. So that leads to step two, a historical Machlokas. The Rambam explicitly says that Ner Chanukah was part of the original Takana, whereas Rav Zsolti suggests that Rashi is implying that the Takana of Ner Chanukah was a later addition. Who else seems to say that? The Baal Hamar. How so? And this brings us to level 3. Maybe we'll reorganize the levels a little bit. But level 1 is Parshanut. Level 2 is historical. Level 3 is Lumdus. So why were they Misakein Ner Chanukah? Based upon what? Or for what purpose were they Misakein Ner Chanukah? So Pashup Shat is Persumei Nisa. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says Beferish. I had referenced it, but I don't think I gave the Maramakum first time around. Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Wilga quoted this in his Shir to us. The Gemara talks about triaging one mitzvah versus another mitzvah. You don't have enough money for both Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, Leil Shabbos. Which one takes precedence? The Gemara's argument that Ner Chanukah should take precedence, if you have limited funds, spend on Ner Chanukah, you won't have Kiddush. Why? Because Persumei Nisa. And the Gemara's, that's my Gemara's maskana. Persumei Nisa is more important than Kiddush. And Tosis goes on to say, and the Rush quotes this as well, topic of Dimel on the Beis, that's why, or one of the reasons why, the Haftarah last Shabbos, it was both Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So why was the Haftarah Chanukah rather than Rosh Chodesh? This may also have to do with why we organized the Aliyahs the way we did. We want the Haftarah to be Chanukah because it's added Persumei Nisa. So Gemara says, we shall say, Ner Chanukah is Persumei Nisa. However, the Baal Hamar says that Ner Chanukah was Zecher L'Nes. That's the key to understanding why historically it would have been a later Takana. That we had developed some more. that they are level three. Again, level one is parshanut, how you translate the word hodah. Level two is history. When were Chazal Misakim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Was it part of the original Takan of Chanukah? Or was it later? What would later mean? Later would mean Achar Chorban Habayis. And why? Because that would mean that they were Misakim Ner Chanukah to accomplish a pair of goals. To accomplish Pirsum Nisa, certainly, but also to accomplish Zeichel Mikdash. That we had developed the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, talks that the need for Zeichel Mikdash to be Doresh Tziyam, to replicate certain aspects of the mitzvahs of Mikdash in order to maintain our sense of connectedness to Mikdash, to continue to be Doresh Tziyam. We have Lulav and Chol HaMoed, perhaps the way we handle the challah, perhaps the way we rinse in cold water after kashering. It can be several, there may be a number of examples of Zeichel HaMikdash. And according to the Baal Amar, and the result he suggests according to Rashi, Ner Hanukkah is another example. So while for the Rambam, Ner Hanukkah is totally, entirely and solely pursuing Nisa, and it was part of the original Takana. It was just entirely only a response to the Nes. We've been farsing the Nes, pursuing Nisa immediately. On the other hand, Rashi and Baal Amar understand no. Gemara says Pursuma Nisa, but there was another element which is Zeichel HaMikdash, and I would argue what that means is they held, Rashi and Baal Amar held, that Pursuma Nisa alone would not be sufficient cause to warrant creating a new mitzvah drabanim. Ayein the Sugya Megillah, in the context of Purim, not so pasha to create a new mitzvah drabanim, more difficult apparently than to create a new gzeira drabanim. You really need extra, an extra level of tzorech in order to warrant creating a mitzvah drabanan. So that's perhaps what the Rashi and Baal Amar would say. This is level three of the machlokas. The lumdus of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not, as Rambam said, solely pirsumei nisa, but rather it's also pirsumei nisa plus zeichel nes. And let's develop this third level a little bit more. So for Rashi and the Baal Amar, it's what you could call bivalent. It was a combination of two values, which together drive the Takan of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah was meant to accomplish a pair of objectives, to mefarsim the Nes, and also to create Zeichel HaMikdash. And it was only once you had both objectives in place that the Takana was warranted. That's why they were not, on the one hand, they were not misaking Ner Chanukah during the first, 200 years or so post Hanukkah. On Kalsman, there was a second base mission still standing. On the other hand, they also were not misakin all year long. Only post Hurban and only 8 nights a year. Because it's only during Hanukkah post Hurban that you have the combination, the intersection of overlap of both. It's accomplishing both Pirsuminisa and Zeichonis. So, in terms of third layer, the Lumdus Shabbat. So the Rashi and Baal Amar would say bivalent. Twin values, twin objectives. Two that are working in tandem. It's a composite. The Rambam also has a duality, but not that they're two different objectives, but the objective is a two-step objective. That's what I would suggest. It takes us back to the Parshanut question. The Rambam, you remember, had interpreted the word Hoda'ah in the Brisa on Chafalaf and Beis as meaning Ner Chanukah, which raises the question of, if for Rashi the burning question was, why weren't they, the history, we don't understand the history, why weren't they misaki Ner Chanukah right away? For the Rambam, we understand level one, the language. Why would you describe Ner Chanukah as Hodah? Persume Nisa Mela, but Hodah, thank you. Why is it a thank you? So the answer is, the Rambam seems to say, of Chaim Freeland develops some more Sifsei Chaim, that's what the Rambam comes back to in Perek Dalach Yedbeis. The Pirsumei Nisa is not just to be Modia Shevach, not just to talk about praise. You should know the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu did this Nes, but there should be more Hodah as well. In other words, they're supposed to, the result, the second step after noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be that it sparks more of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just, wow, it's amazing to know there was an ace, but therefore I feel more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore I recognize him more in my life and I become a more grateful person, more grateful towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in terms of the Lumdus, level three, and this perhaps also brings us to what I could call level four, the machshava of the mitzvah. For Rashi and Balamor, it's there are two different objectives that are both being accomplished: pirsum and isa on the one end, and zechul and isa on the other hand. For the Rambam and the Riaz, it's a single two-step objective. It's pirsum and isa, which then engenders pirsum and isa, which then leads to, brings me to hodah. I should react. I should be, if I'm a thoughtful Jew, a reflective Jew, and I encounter pirsum and isa, it inspires me to hodah. And then finally, so you have the machlokas in terms of the parshanut, the language, what does hodah mean, which gives rise to machlokas. Number two, the history. When was the Takana of Ner Chanukah instituted? Is it as old as the Yantav of Chanukah, or is it several centuries younger? Only was instituted Lachar Chorban. That brings to the third and maybe fourth levels of the Lamdas and the Machshava. Are we dealing with a combination of Pirsum Enisa and Zeicher L'Neis, or are we dealing with only Pirsum Enisa? Level four is the Machshava, which is, if you deal with only Pirsum Enisa, but you plug it back into the language of Hodah, we have this sort of this two-step, the Pirsum Enisa is richer for the Rabbi. It's not just to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu did this Neis, to believe, but to then engender more of a relationship, that change the way I reach out and reach back gratefully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, level five was the halachic nafkaminas. Because there are many halachic nafkaminas in saying that Hanukkah is not only Pirsum Nisa, but also Zecher L'Neis. What are some of the halachic nafkaminas? This final level. So we could begin with the Baal Hamor. And this is one of the cases where the Rambam expressly disagrees. The Baal Hamor had been grappling with, and this is a point that the Rav Zsolti makes. Baal Hamor had been grappling with, I understand that Chaf Aleph versus Chaf Beis. Chaf Aleph, he said, machlokes about the wicks and oils, what sort of materials you need to use for Ner Chanukah, and that had to do with two different conceptual issues, one of which was, also l'shtamish l'ora or mutal l'shtamish l'ora? Are you or are you not allowed to make use of the light? That will impact what the standards are for wicks and oils on Ner Chanukah on Shabbos. Because if you're allowed to use the light, then you're going to have to insist on grade A wicks and oils so that we reduce the concern that the light starts to flicker because you're using it, you without even thinking on Machal Shabbos and fixing the light. If you're not using it, you're not relying on it for light, so then there's no concern. Then you can use grade B wicks and oils. So that's an open machlokas nav chaval. Nav chabez, also arts as mos, connected on there. And the Shmuel briefly disagrees, and then Yosef shoots it down. No, bizui mitzvah. You're not allowed, absolutely not allowed to count money learning. How are the two sukkahs hang together? How are the two sukkahs coherent? Different, it doesn't seem like they're the same thing. Here is Hal Sashamash. Oh, there is Hal Sashamash, the most negative Mechanica. It doesn't seem like they're this one the same. The guard doesn't relate them to one another. But on the other hand, aren't they? You're not allowed to use the light. You're not allowed to count money learning. So here's where it gets interesting. The Baal HaMa'or understood that the second sugya is more partial. Everyone said the Baal HaMa'or. Everyone, or practically everyone, agrees. We can't count money, Laurana. Yeah, that's widely accepted. Counting money, a secular pursuit, Laurana, that's a bizayon ha-mitzvah. Nothing wrong with counting money, but to use mitzvah light for a secular purpose is a design of the mitzvah, as the Gemara says explicitly in that Chumash, is that the issue is design of the mitzvah. So the Baal HaMa'or says, you could hold Mutar L'Shtamash L'Ora, but still hold. You don't have to hold Asar L'Shtamash L'Ora to hold, you can't count money. That's more partial. The bigger Chiddush, the Baal HaMa'or says, and the one that's less widely accepted, is Asar L'Shtamash L'Ora back in Kabbalah. That, the Baal HaMa'or says, is not only Mos, which is a Dvar Chol, but even a Dvar Mitzvah. Ooh, even a Dvar Mitzvah. Why would that be Aser? It's not a design of Mitzvah. Why should that be Aser? Here's the Baal HaMa'or says, Aser L'Shtamash L'Ora means even a Dvar Mitzvah, and the reason is because of Zeichel HaNes. Zeichel HaNes explains why beyond the normal bounds of Bizar Mitzvah, since this is like the Shemesh of Heichal, totally off limits. So again, the Baal HaMoed interpreted that Atzel Shtamer Shel Ora is an even higher standard than Lahartzos Mos. Lahartzos Mos, yeah, counting money, that's relatively obvious from the Asa, because it's a Dvarchal. And the explanation is rooted in his lumbus, Zeichel HaNes. The Rambam Mishitasa rejects it. It's all, Ner Chanukah is not Zeichel HaNes, it's no different than any other mitzvah, except for the fact that it has a special aspect of pursuing Nisa. But that doesn't tell me why I should treat it with greater Kedusha. So the Rambam actually flips it. The Rambam says, counting money, but even counting money. What do you mean even counting money? But I'm going to say counting money, push it, you can't do it. Rambam said, no, it's even counting money. Why is counting more of a Kiddush? Because Balmor it says less of a chiddush because it's Baruch Hu. Rambam says it's more of a chiddush because it's a davar kal. And several Rishonim say it's 1, 2, 3. So not a lengthy procedure. I'm just counting money. It's all it is for a second. I just emptied my wallet. I look to see how many bills do I have. What's the big deal? So I could have said that's not such a bizarre mitzvah. I'm going to read a book or learn a sefer for that matter. Eat a whole meal, whether it be chol or kodesh. Rambam says, oh, that's a real bizarre mitzvah. Mamish, you're spending hours using the Ora HaNer. That's a bizarre mitzvah. I could have imagined to count money for 2 seconds. What's the big deal? A tashmish kal, a teeny tiny thing. And so Rambam says, no, even Mos is also. Opposed to Baal HaMoed says, no, Mos of course is also, as opposed to even Dvar Mitzvah. So that machlokas, I understand, also tashmish Ora is rooted in this Zecha. That's part of the halachic implication of whether he accepts Zecher L'Nes. A second halachic implication was the She'iltos, is that not only during Chanukah Asur Shtamash L'Ora, but even after Chanukah is over, or Shakor the She'iltos, Moser Shemesh HaBener, you can't use it for any other secular purpose, you got to destroy it. The riff, explicit, well, why is that? So Rav Schechter suggested that it's the same idea. Once you say like the Baal HaMoed that we're Zeichel HaNes, we're treating like the Shemesh of Eichel, so it's not a mere Tashmish Mitzvah. Yes, by the usual rules, Megillah Chavav and Beis, only Tashmish Kedusha requires Geniza. Only a Tashmish Kedusha, something connected, say, for Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, something connected to Ksav Shel Torah, has permanent Kedusha. But Sukkah Tefillin, Sukkah Lulav Shofar Tzitzis, Tashmish Mitzvah, their Kedusha is only temporary. But once the Zman Mitzvah is over, the Kedusha is gone. Shilta says the oil retains the status after Hanukkah is over. Why? So my father suggested, because the Shiltas is aligned with the Baal HaMoed, with Rashi, Zecher, Lemikdash. So we do give it Kedusha, not Kedusha because of Ksav Shel Torah, but Kedusha like Hekdash and Mikdash. And the Rif and the Rambam disagree with Shitasa. The Rif explicitly says that once, forget about the day after, the week after, Leil Chanukah, once you're past the Shir Zman of Hadlaka, the Rambam uses somewhat ambiguous language. What was the Rambam's language? The Rambam had said in Perek Dalet, I think it was Halakha, hey, in Ratza L'chabosa o L'salka, Osa. If you want to, you can extinguish it, or you can remove it. I mean, remove it. It sounds like extinguish, but he said extinguish. Take it out. I mean, take it out. It doesn't put it out. He said that. So you look back in the Rif, who's typically Rambam's aligned with, Rif does more explicitly. After the Zman HaMitzvah is over, if you're putting so much oil that's still burning, you're allowed to put it out or use it for personal purposes. I presume is what the Rambam means as well. And the Hagos Maimini even sends you to the Rif as well. And Kavra, he says, Yachal Ishtamish Bimosa. So Beferish against the Shilta. Shilta can't even use the leftover oil a day later, a week later. The Rif Naramim say, it's still lit, you're allowed to use it right now, once his mana mitzvah is done, an hour, half hour later. That's nafkin number two. Most of nafkin number one, Hayyim Sam Sasham Shalom, relate nafkin number two, most of Shem Shabaner. Both of them, the Rambam Lashitaso disagrees. We spoke about several others as well. The Avne Nezer, my father called Avne Nezer, has a chumra that you need to have kli echad for all the meals. Again, halach nafki number three, Avne Nezer, my father quoted that you need to have a kli echad for all the meals. Why? Based on Zechel HaMikdash, like the menorah, Mikshachas. Nafki mi halach nafki number four, is my father quoted the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak Yitzchak Shmelkes, who argued that the only type of ner that's acceptable for Ner Chanukah, unlike Ner Shabbos, is a ner that has both Psila and Shemen, as opposed to a Bunsen burner, which is all Shemen, all fuel, no wick, as opposed to an incandescent bulb, which might be acceptable for Ner Shabbos or Ner Havdalah, but Yitzchak Shmelkes argued it's not acceptable for Ner Chanukah, an incandescent bulb, a filament bulb. Why? Because it's all Psila, no Shemen. Obviously, there's electrical energy flowing through the wick, but there's no separate tangible fuel apart from the wick itself. So this notion of the Beis Shmuel, Beis Shmuelkes, that you require Psila and Shemen, where does that come from? Because you need Zecher LaMikdash. Nafkamina number five, Rav Zsolti points out that when the Gemara has a discussion, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, what sort of action are you meant to do to spark the Ner Chanukah? Do you have to dafka, like you have to light it already in place, or you can light it off-site and put it in the right place afterwards? Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. So Rashi says, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Kida Ashra B'Menorah. Why would I say dafka has to be the Hadlaka? Is it right, myself? Because that's what you found by the menorah. So that's yet another Zecher LaMikdash. And that result he does point out. So that's number Hanafkami number five. Number one was Asa Shamash Or. Number two is Moshe Shemesh Shevaner. Number three was the Avanezer's Kliyachad. Number four is Yitzchak Shmelkes Psilus Hashmanin. Number five is Raj and Zsolti point out Rashi's understanding Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Number six, I would suggest perhaps the notion that Kavsa Zakukla, which is similar to but not identical to Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. This takes us back once again to the very opening sugya of the Chafalif, where the Gemara had raised one major issue of Asa Shtamash Or, another major issue of Kavsa Zakukla versus Kavsa Ein Zakukla. If it went out, are you looking to relight it? Which seems to basically mean, is it a chovas maisa, chovas totzah? Is the chiyuv that I have to light, or the chiyuv is I have to see to it that it is lit? And you would have guessed, if it's all about presuming isa, it's all about the result. It's not about what I do, it's about what people see, it's about the audience. So why would you even have a havamina that comes in Zakukla? It's a chovas maisa. More is the problem. Not only that, a havamina, that's how he passed it. Kavsa ein zakukla, chovas maisa. But why? Where is the presume nisa? So you could say, stop, okay, that's why Chazal chose to set it up. Or you could argue, no. If it's zecher lamikdash, then I understand well that kavsa ein zakukla, perhaps. You have to see, what was the din by menorah, which in itself may be a din, but Zecher LaMikdash might be a fruitful way to understand Nafki number six, why it is that we paskin kavsa ein zakukla. Number seven was the Raavad at the end of Hilchos Brachos, who says that the Nusach HaBracha, Raavad develops the idea in terms of the Sugim Psachim Dav Zayin discussion of whether which Birkas HaMitzvahs are Beloshin Al, and which Birkas HaMitzvahs are Beloshin Lamed. When you say Al, such and such, versus Li, such and such. Al Mikr Megillah versus, or Al Tvilas Kelim versus Lishmo Kol Shofar, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. When is it Al, when is it Lit? So the big, we mentioned, big discussion in the Gemara there. Very, very mysterious. What was the Gemara's Maskana? What criterion or criteria drive the decision whether a given mitzvah is going to be have a bracha with an Al or a bracha with a Lamed? And they mentioned that you guys that Tuchain Kanievsky in his sefer on Hilchas Egla Arufa, Nachal Esan, he lines up, since we go through the sugya carefully, there are 10 different sheets in Rishonim. So what's the maskana? When is it al? When is it lit? The Ravid in particular we'll focus on. The Ravid in Hilchas Brachos Perek Yalpa Lacha Test Vav, in working through this, one of the suggestions he makes is, well, maybe mitzvahs d'rabbanan always get an al. That's why you say al nikra megill. That's why you say al tilas d'dayim. That's why you say al mitzvahs eruv. You make an eruv tafshilin and an eruv tzeres. The problem, though, the Ravid says, hey, one second, I have a kasha, my own theory. You don't say al hadlakas ner Chanukah. You say lahadlik ner Chanukah is Rabbanan. So doesn't that disprove my theory? I'm trying to argue, says the Ravid. I'm trying to argue that Birkas HaMitzvahs on Rabbanan is always Al, and never with a Lamed. Chanukah is a disproof. So one of the Ravid's responses is, no, I'll defend my theory. In general, the default is that a bracha on a Rabbanan should be Al. However, Chanukah is different because we're borrowing the pre-existing bracha of the original mitzvah of Hadlakas on the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which was Daraisa, and therefore the Kohen said Lehadlak. And what we're doing here is this is a Gullus version, a Chanukah version, Chanukah edition of the original bracha. I mentioned similar to what a Talmud had shown me, that Rabbeinu Yonah on the bottom of Aleph Amud Aleph B'dap Yerif and Brachas suggests that that's why Tfilas HaDerech breaks a different rule. Tfilas HaDerech breaks a different rule of Brachas, which is that Brachas is supposed to be Posachas V'Baruch unless it's Smuch HaLechavot. Typically a freestanding Bracha is supposed to start with the Baruch HaTor Hashem. When you have a series of brachos, like the brachos of Shemona Esrei and the brachos in Kriya Shema, when you have a series of brachos, you have it perhaps by Shavuot brachos also, a series of brachos, and then sometimes the first one has a baruch and the subsequent ones don't because they're all one train. But he says, Ben Yonah asks, Baba Tfil Sadarach, it's a freestanding bracha, and you start Yehiratzin, that's our baruch on top. Yonah is not the only one who's bothered by that question. Other Rishonim give other solutions. And then Yonah gives the following answer. And Yonah says, well, you're right. Maybe in theory it should have been Posachas B'Baruch. But this is not the original bracha. This is a travel edition of the Shema Koleinu in Shema Esrei. Travel edition. It's a travel version. It's a variation on the basic of Arachamon or Shema Koleinu in Shemona Esrei. In Shemona Esrei, it's not Poseach B'Baruch because it's Busmuch HaLachavrta. There it's in this part of a series of brachas. So since the original version was correctly not Poseach B'Baruch, it says, so Tfilas HaDerech is just a travel variation, a travel version, travel edition of the regular Shema Koleinu, the regular Avraham, and Sevela, also not Posach B'Baruch. The similar type of Svara here, like our Bracha Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is just the Gullus version, the Chanukah edition of the original classic Bracha on Ner Chanukah. The Rava uses it to explain that's why it's Lehadlik as opposed to Al Hadlakas. And that becomes Nafkamina number 7. And the notion that Ner Chanukah is not only Persu Menisa, but also Zeich HaMikdash. And we see the bracha on Ner Chanukah is a continuation on the bracha on Hadlakas HaMenorah, because Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is a continuation of Hadlakas HaMenorah. So 7 halachic nafkaminas. And finally, a Ramban. This is a hashkafic, if you will, nafkamina, or a parshanut nafkamina. So this ties it all together. Because if overall we've been saying we have like a 4 or 5 layered machlokas here, machlokas and parshanut, how do you interpret the word hodah? Machlokas in history, how, when were they masakin Ner Chanukah? Machlokas in Blundus. Is it purely Pirsum Nisa, or is it a blend of both Pirsum Nisa and Zeichel HaMikdash? Which led to Machlokas in Machshava, because the Rambam said, oh, that means that the Pirsum Nisa has a second step to it. Pirsum Nisa, which leads to Hodah. And we saw seven halachic nafkaminas. That was the fifth layer of this, was the halachic machlokas. But also shtamash la'or, but also shamash abaner. Number three about kliyacha. Number four about psil shishmanim. Number five about how you understand hadlaka osa mitzvah. Number six, how you might interpret kavze and zakakla. Number seven, in terms of the nusach habrach and why is it lahadlik as opposed to al hadlokas, we then close with the Rambam. A hashkafic or historic or parshanut, nafkamin Rabban, beginning by Aloscha, the end of the lane of Zos Chanukah, had addressed the Midrash, and the Rashi also addresses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers smichas haparshas. Why is Balosas Haner was following the heels of the Korbanos HaNesiim? Because it was meant to put Aaron's mind at ease. How does it put Aaron's mind at ease? Shalchah Gedol V'Shalahem. You see, they're involved in the Korbanos HaNesiim, Chanukas HaMishkan. Well, you have as much great. You're Madlik as Haneris. Awesome. Rabban said, what it means is not just that Kohanim do Hadlakas HaMenorah every day in Mikdash. Rabban pointed out there are many problems with saying that. It doesn't really seem to work. No, what it means is that your great-grandchildren are the Chashmonoim, they're going to be leading the Chanukah of the a different Chanukah on Mikdash during the Bayesheni, in the period of time of Nes Chanukah. And why is that Gedol Mishalahem? Because the Nesiim that the Chanukah on Mishkan brought Karbanos. And Karbanos are incredible. But after the Churban, there's no Karbanos. Your great-grandchildren, the Chashmonoim, they're going to lead the Chanukah HaMikdash, the time of Nes Chanukah, with the Halakas HaMenorah, and that's something that does persist. Just as the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, which precedes in the Chumash, precedes the Korbanos HaNesiim, that's something that persists after the Korban. Kohanim are duchin every yom hazeh. Some Kohanim even duchin every day. Some Kohanim are duchin 13 times a year. But Kohanim duchin every yom hazeh, despite Korban. So too, says Ramban, we continue to light that menorah. The mitzvah of menorah persists, unlike the mitzvah of Korbanos, the mitzvah of menorah persists even l'achar Korban. In other words, Ramban is saying that Ner Chanukah b'zman hazeh is the zecher l'mikdash. Ramban is aligned with Rashi, with the Baal Hamor, with the Shiltos, with the Raivin, and is saying that this not only explains those halachic nafkaminas, but this explains machshava, history, parashanot. Everything is tied up neatly, because in terms of parashan of the Chumash, why is Baal Oscha follow on the heels of Karbanos HaNesiim? Because the mitzvah of menorah is something that will play a role in the Chanukah's HaMikdash in the Bayis Sheni, and will persist in a meaningful way as a Zeichel HaMikdash after Churban in the form of Neros Chanukah. That's parshanut of the Psukim. That's the Hashkafa of Ner Chanukah, and it's the history of the Chashmonaim, the way in which their Chanukah persisted Ad Yom Hazeh, Rit Hashem, in a way that brings us, it continues to give us hope for the restoration of the Mikdash with the Bayis HaShlishi B'Mehera Yamenu. So this ties up this very, very multi-layered machlokas with a slew of halachic nafkaminas, as well as many other layers as well. Shkei Echeno.
The Ravid says,